U.S. President Donald Trump traveled Tuesday to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where protests turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. Speaking to reporters Tuesday before departing, Mr. Trump said he didn't know if he would speak to a member of Blake's family during his visit. On Monday, Mr. Trump said he was not planning to meet with the family because they wanted a lawyer to participate. The president also declined Monday to criticize the actions of Kyle Rittenhouse, a white teenage vigilante who's accused of fatally shooting 2 people and wounding a third during a street demonstration in Kenosha 2 nights after Blake's shooting. Rittenhouse, who claimed his goal was to protect businesses, faces 5 felony charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. The governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, had urged the president to skip Tuesday's visit to Kenosha. He said Mr. Trump's presence would delay the work to overcome the divisions between people. Evers has ordered National Guard troops into Kenosha and accepted additional federal law enforcement assistance to quell the street violence since Blake was shot and left partially paralyzed. Trump's trip to Wisconsin comes as he and former Vice President Joe Biden, his opponent in the November presidential election, trade accusations about security and portray life in America under the other candidate as unsafe. Mr. Trump announced Monday that the Department of Homeland Security and Department of Justice are launching an investigation into what he called left-wing civil unrest in his words, Democrat-run cities, adding that federal operations cracking down on urban violence have resulted in the arrests of 200 people, including 100 in Portland, Oregon. From Washington, this is VOA News. White House advisor Jared Kushner visited a UAE airbase Tuesday where the U.S. operates F-35 fighter jets coveted by Abu Dhabi, the thorniest issue in the United Arab Emirates' newly established ties with Israel. Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law, is in Abu Dhabi as part of a U.S.-Israeli delegation that arrived on a historic direct flight from Tel Aviv on Monday to mark an accord struck last month to normalize relations between the Jewish state and the UAE. Taliban insurgents have staged a suicide car bombing and an armed assault against a police base in eastern Afghanistan, killing at least 3 security officers and injuring several others. Tuesday's attack in the border province of Paktia came hours after U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien renewed Washington's call for Afghan warring parties to urgently begin peace talks. The early morning insurgent raid targeted a security compound in the provincial capital, Gardez, an area police spokesman told VOA. The spokesman said a suicide bomber detonated his explosives-filled vehicle at the entrance gate before 2 heavily armed men stormed the facility. Afghan forces swiftly engaged and killed the assailants after a brief gunfight. The Taliban took responsibility for plotting the attack, claiming it inflicted heavy casualties on Afghan security forces. Belarusian authorities detained scores of demonstrators Tuesday as university students protested in Minsk to demand the resignation of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. Hundreds of students marched through the center of the capital to the education ministry on the first day of classes in the 4th week of mass protest against Lukashenko's August 9th re-election, which the students, other activists, and critics maintain was rigged. Lukashenko won a 6th term in office. As police moved to disperse the crowds, they detained a portion of the demonstrators, some of whom were students, according to local media reports. Police confirmed people were apprehended but did not say how many. The head of the World Health Organization is warning that no country can just pretend the coronavirus pandemic is over. Speaking online from Geneva Monday, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters countries must be serious about suppressing transmission and saving lives if they are considering reopening their economies to everyday activities in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Global Health Agency is also sounding a word of caution over the race to produce a safe and effective vaccine against COVID-19. A new survey from the World Economic Forum reveals that about 74% of all adults around the world said they would take vaccine if it were.